This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome, Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, smileysports.com. You can reach us. What you look stunned.
What are you, a force of nature this morning on Thursday? Did you have a little extra coffee?
No.
Did you have another extra... Did you go double latte? Did you go double latte this morning?
I considered it. Because at about 6, a friend of mine who writes for a newspaper wanted to ask me about what I think about the people I work with on this show.
Yeah, well, that would have taken all of 15 or 20 seconds.
I had a double espresso is what I had. And the story will be coming out,
good,
I believe, tomorrow.
I'll look forward to hearing about some of our transgressions.
Correct. Because none of it is my fault, but more importantly, none of it is my hump.
Okay. Gotcha.
If you want to reach us, by the way, you can do so on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman. Tuesday, there's a vehicle, contractor, and rental yard equipment auction featuring mini electric cars, boats, mowers, expandable house, a forklift, skid steer, tools, and more. Don't ask me if I know what an expandable house is, because I don't.
I need to know that.
The auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com.
Yeah, I just picked up an expandable house. How's that conversation roll out?
Go to rollerauction.com, and then you will find out what an expandable house is.
All right.
How are you, man?
I'm good, dude. How are you doing this morning?
I am good. Yeah, I did not send you show notes yesterday. I walked in probably about 30 seconds before the show.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said to you and to Alex, our lead is not even in the show notes anyway. Time now.
Off we go.
For the lead.
The lead is presented by Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew. Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Get some tonight in Denver, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
How does this sound to you? Lakers' new head coach, Danny Hurley. Not official, but reportedly he is the lead candidate.
And this is
this is breaking news.
Less than 12 hours after it seemed like J.J. Redick was going to be the guy. So what happened there?
I'm not so sure J.J. Redick was the guy, because
maybe not. Yeah.
According to ESPN, Adrian Wojnarowski, he has been the lead candidate the entire time. With that, there's so many different ways we can go with this, and I'll just spit them out and then pick your favorite. Number one, have college coaches really had that much success in the NBA? Number two, Danny Hurley is an old school guy, and I get that Greg Popovich is an old school guy, and there have been plenty of old school guys who have coached in the NBA and are currently coaching in the NBA. Let's go back to what he said following winning a championship. Guys he likes to recruit. Guys who are accountable. He looks at parents and says, if you are a helicopter parent, I don't want any part of you, and I don't want any part of your son on this team. He's not going to be able to recruit like that in free agency. Free agency is a totally different beast. Also, what is more difficult? Being a head coach of a college football team and then going to the pros, or being the head coach of a basketball team in college and going to the pros? Now that I've laid it out there with no show notes in front of me, where would you like to begin?
I think it's interesting. One thing in conversations that I've had over 40 plus years of doing what we do is rarely isn't there a tug for a college coach about what is beyond, what it's like coaching at the next level.
John Calipari failed. Larry Brown is an excellent.
Very good.
He's one of the few that broke through.
Right.
Okay. Rick Pitino, how did that work out?
Yeah. I mean, there are examples of it.
Great college head coaches.
Totally.
Did not work out. And
right.
Oh, by the way, here's something else to throw into the mix. Many, many years ago, in case you didn't know this, Mike Krzyzewski was offered the head coaching job with the Lakers and turned it down. However, would Mike Krzyzewski turn down the job today with NIL? And that leads me to believe maybe, just maybe, Danny Hurley takes this job because so many coaches are leaving the game completely because of NIL. And now you can make the case Danny Hurley is being thrown a lifeline to coach the Lakers.
I don't know why, given the uncertainty still of NIL, even though we're trying to get it legislated on some level.
It's not NIL. Again, I'm going to repeat this. It's NIL collective is the problem.
Right.
Not NIL.
Right. And I don't know why you would want to coach in college. That's just me.
Well, Danny Hurley is thriving.
Right. But to my point, but what I was trying to say earlier was, I don't think that there's a college coach, maybe there's one or two, that haven't wondered about coaching at the next level.
Of course.
At least. That's a natural thing for any of us, especially type AAA personalities who are, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. I know what I'm doing. I can do this at any level. I can be successful. I've had conversations with Bill Self about it. The speculation of him going to San Antonio to take over after Greg Popovich. I mean, it was a very real thing for many years. And even someone like Coach Self, who is so firmly ensconced in the culture of KU basketball, which is about as college basketball as you can get, right? They have their moments. They have their moments of wistfully thinking, okay, what would that be like?
I don't know what the answer would be, but I would kind of guess. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm assuming something that I shouldn't. How many national championships did Nick Saban win?
Six. Six, I think. Yeah.
If you walked up to Nick Saban, poured whiskey down his throat, and gave him a shot of sodium pentothal, and said, would you rather have those six championships or two Super Bowls, what would you pick?
Probably the two Super Bowls.
You better believe he would.
I mean, that's the pecking order.
Right.
Right?
Right. So, and think about this just for a second.
Seven titles. Sorry about that.
Two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And here's something
else.
That's
right, he won one at LSU.
And I say this jokingly, but let's just look at the optics. When you win a national basketball championship, you get a piece of wood. When you win an NBA championship, you get a trophy that looks like gold. There is a difference.
Yeah. No, you're right.
You get a piece of wood. That's what it is. It's a piece of wood.
Yeah.
Congratulations, right?
It's representative of a lot of things, but it is a piece of wood.
It's okay. A piece of wood.
Yeah, I hear you. And And I get that. I mean, don't we all aspire to the highest level that we can possibly reach?
Right.
In whatever capacity it is.
With
right?
that, with that, what do you think he does? Do you think he jumps the Lakers? And how do you think he adjusts to the pro game? How do you think he is going to be able to handle, and he's a strong personality.
Right.
He's going to walk in there, look at LeBron. He's not going to look at LeBron James and kowtow to him.
I'm surprised he's even interested. I'm surprised he's even connected to the job, to be really honest.
Well, when you're interviewing for the job and the wall is all $100 bills stacked from the floor to the ceiling, it's hard not to notice it.
And that's right. And you're absolutely right. And that's a and that's the Benjamin's talk, right? I mean, I get it, but I don't know, man.
I don't know if it's the right situation for him.
It doesn't feel like it, but who am I to say?
I mean, LeBron James has been the coach of the Lakers since he went there, and he has run over every coach that he has had.
Yeah. And do we really feel like, with all due respect to Danny Hurley, J.J. Redick, whomever it might end up being, do we really feel like a coach is going to make all the difference for the Lakers in the conference that they're currently in? The Lakers are down the pecking order, and the Lakers are past their peak. They're not going to get better because LeBron and company are going to all of a sudden, they're going to get younger.
Right.
It's not going to, you know, Anthony Davis is not getting any younger.
The problem with the Lakers isn't coaching. It's their roster.
Right. Exactly. And the coach doesn't have as much say on the roster as general manager and administration. So it doesn't feel, from the outside looking in, it doesn't, it's more of a huh than anything else. But I mean, who am I to say? I mean, if that's something or other that he wants to do and he feels like he's kind of been there and done that in the college game, okay, go get it, dude. Go get it. That's fine.
I just hope if he takes it, he doesn't get eaten up and spit out. That's what I hope. I like Danny Hurley a lot.
Yeah, what's not to like, right?
I would hate to see him become another college casualty that jumped to the NBA.
Well,
and I don't know if LeBron James is the right guy to be coaching for your first job because it's LeBron James's team.
Well, to me, one of the major differences between the NBA and college basketball, the stars in college basketball are the coaches.
Yep.
The stars in the NBA are the players, and then more players.
But it's the same thing in college football in the NFL.
Yes.
I mean,
Although, you got to have more guys in football. I mean, you got 22 that you're rolling out with in rotationals. You're talking about probably 30 some odd guys that you've got to have to be a good coach.
Okay.
College basketball.
I understand that. But it's the coaches that run the show.
Yes.
Okay.
No question.
Okay. Just for fun, we're going to play a game here. Give me one player off of Clemson's roster.
No, I don't know.
Who's the head coach?
I don't know.
Dabo Sweeney. Right. Who's the head coach at Wisconsin? Just came from Cincinnati.
Oh, it's Fickell.
Give me a player off that team.
Yeah.
After Caleb Williams, now that he's gone, give me a player off USC's roster.
Well, I should know these guys. There's a running back there.
I mean, they have lots of running backs.
Yeah.
Who's the head coach?
But they have a good running back.
Who's the head coach?
Yeah.
Right.
Lincoln Riley.
Right.
Get it.
Coming up after the break, NBA Finals open up tonight. Both teams will be more than well rested. How much do you think that will affect game one tonight, the series? And should the NBA have found a way to move the start of the NBA Finals? That's next. Are on vacation, and I got this one.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Tuesday. Vehicles, contractor, and rental yard equipment auction. Featuring mini electric cars, boats, mowers, an expandable house, a forklift, skid steers, tools, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you have a family, you spend your life, when you have a family, taking care of your family. Do everything you can for them. The question is, what have you done if, God forbid, something happens to you? And if you haven't done anything, you are not taking care of your family. As a matter of fact, you're putting them in a very bad situation and in harm's way, because the headaches they're going to deal with, if God forbid something suddenly happens to you, man, it's going to be a hot mess. And a lot of families have had to deal with that. So my thought is, go to my guy, Dan McKenzie, the McKenzie Law Firm. He worked with my wife and myself, and everything is totally buttoned up. If I get hit by a bus tomorrow, I know Bruce and Alex will celebrate, but at least my family's taken care of.
We'll be driving it.
You'll be driving the bus right over me. With that, that's why I'm glad I went with Dan. Give him a call, 833-CO-PLANS, 833-CO-PLANS, or go to coplans.co. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingAndWindows.com.
This is a phrase that is used over and over and over again. When you have one team that's had a long layoff and the other team just won a playoff series and is playing almost immediately. Rust versus rest.
It's been a week.
In this case, it's rest versus rest.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean,
it has lost some steam.
Hasn't it?
It has lost steam. I was sitting there last night thinking, are we ever going to play basketball here? I mean, for God's sakes, let's go. Why are we waiting for so long? And this is on the back end of two really not very interesting championship series. I mean, I guess it was a competitive sweep, wink, wink, on the Celtics and the Pacers. And then it was a five-game series with the Timberwolves And Dallas, I guess there were a couple of interesting things maybe about it, but not a ton, which kind of came on the heels of the weirdest six-game series I've ever seen between, or seven-game series that I've ever seen between the Nuggets and the Timberwolves. So, I mean, at this point, I'm kind of like, the NBA needs to deliver something that makes me want to come back to the fold. Now, I will, because it's the NBA Finals, so I'll find it tonight. But it's not appointment view. It's not appointment viewing for me. It's just not. I've kind of moved on a little bit.
Well, give me a reason why you want to watch this game, this series. There's only one reason I want to watch this series. One, and one only.
Luka.
You got it.
Luka is the reason for, obviously, for us. We didn't confer before that.
Well, we had more than a few conversations.
Well, anyway. I think that would be probably, to me, that's what I want to watch. I want to watch Luka. There's a part of me in the weeds that is saying, can Jason Tatum elevate his game consistently under a championship microscope to take the next step in terms of his quote-unquote superstardom? He has not been a great, consistent playoff force.
26 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists a game, and a steal a game. Pretty good numbers.
Yeah, right.
But he's not a top 5 player in the league.
No.
You can argue with me, and that's fine, but he's not.
He's not.
Nope.
No.
He's not.
No. He's top 10.
If he played in Oklahoma City, he absolutely would not even be considered top 5, and they'd push him even probably further down the list, but because he plays in Boston.
Right.
Listen, I love me some Jalen Brunson, but dude, plays in New York, and everybody just can't stop talking about him.
I like Jalen Brunson a ton.
I like him a lot.
I really do. Man, he gets a lot of shots.
He does. He's really good.
Yeah.
He's really, really good.
He is.
But I've been consistent about this, not only with you on the show, I cheer for greatness. I don't want players who are great to wind up like Dan Marino. I want to see Luka Doncic win a title to cement his legacy, kind of like what Dirk Nowitzki did.
Yes.
In Dallas.
And by the way, what Connor McDavid is going to be doing in the Stanley Cup Finals.
And I hope he does
and
that
you and
as
I
well.
Both. I am cheering, first of all, Florida. How many years in a row? Has it been 5 that we've had a team from Florida in the finals? Okay, I'm tired of that, A. B, it's Florida. Who the hell is a hockey fan in Florida? I mean, they're all snowbirds that come down from somewhere on the East Coast, right?
Think about this for a second. X number of years in a row, a Florida team has been in the final, right?
Right.
And the country that founded hockey is getting a dump taken on it in Canada.
Yeah.
Maybe not this year.
Right.
Maybe not this year. I don't think people in Florida have ever seen ice. Unless they walk into an arena.
Well, in their drinks. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
You get a little ice there.
That's you know what? I stand corrected.
Yeah, you got to go there. But here's my deal.
Would you rather have crushed ice? Would you rather have cubes of ice? Or do you like the ice that has like the little circle, the little hole in it? Does it matter to you? Or do you like the nouveau riche ice block that they stick into a drink?
My wife had that yesterday.
An ice block?
Yeah, 2 of them. They were like orange peel blocks.
Right.
That she had with her seltzer. It wasn't, she's not drinking right now, I don't think. So she was probably having some sort of carbonated drink. So
there are many ways.
It's amazing, though. It's like, damn, that's some ice cubes.
Bruce, there are many ways that we can separate ourselves from the younger generation.
Yeah.
And Alex is one of them. Because how old are you, Alex?
29.
Alex, how many times have you actually made ice, poured water into a container,
yeah,
and stuck it into a freezer?
I don't think I've ever done that.
Of course you haven't.
No. Why would he?
How many times, Alex, has the phone rang and you had to walk up to a wall and pick up the phone. And you could only go so far.
Maybe when I was a little kid, but not in the last 25 years.
It is, and what's years. What is so interesting is I look at my daughters and they are going to say to their kids, you don't understand. For all we know, when they have kids or they're, my daughters and your kids
sure.
are in their 80s.
Yeah.
And their kids will know what flying cars are like.
Yeah, sooner rather than later, right?
Right.
No, that life.
Right.
Life. Every generation goes through it. You grow up questioning it. Then you end up living it. And then you end up questioning the next group that comes in for the things that they are believing in or the things that they have that they get to see. I mean, Alex, I don't imagine, probably has ever seen a phone actually tied into a wall. I mean,
No, I haven't.
You've grown up with wireless communication.
Right.
That's it.
You don't remember the brick of the cell phone that came out? I do.
Right. I do, too.
I never used it. You know why? We couldn't afford it. Cell phones were really expensive back then. And they're really expensive now because we have iPhones. But you want to buy a little crappy flip phone? Oh, those are more than affordable. You can get a cell phone for almost nothing. Now, it doesn't have all the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
But, Alex, you're going to get a laugh out of this because Bruce knows this story. The question is, as things change, how good are you at adjusting to the times? My father is more than computer proficient. Okay. He knows how to hook up a printer to a computer. My father's in his 80s.
Bright dude.
He's a smart guy.
Smart guy.
But then there are times when he has his senior moment where I don't know why all the synapses aren't firing. And you know this story, Bruce.
It's a good one.
So we are getting ready to go to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho next month for a big family vacation. So my father said to me on the phone, Eric, I have all these brochures and I have a listing from the Coeur d'Alene Chamber of Commerce. Would you like me to bring it on the trip? And I said, Dad, that we have the internet. It's all the same stuff. He goes, that's fine, but do you want me to bring it? I said, Dad, whatever we need, everything we've booked, I have literally done on the... Eric, I know, but...
Okay.
Do you want me to bring the brochures? I said, leave them at home.
And you're right, and now I will cop to my version of that.
Senior moment?
That's like having a map, but refusing GPS.
Just yes, using that, right. The actual that's map. Me. That's me. I am a give. Do we have the Atlas?
Atlas? You still use an Atlas?
Yeah. I mean, you know, when I'm like, well, I mean, think about it when you're in the
you don't
United
use in
States.
You don't use in your car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I take it. I like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I swear. My wife just looks at me. Right. Well,
she's much younger than you, too.
Yeah. And she
you
looks.
You robbed the cradle.
She looks at me a lot and just shakes her head.
Right.
I mean, it's not just this. There are plenty of other things, and I cop to it all. Believe me, I get it. But
do you still have an AOL?
No, nothing. No.
You don't
no,
have an AOL
no.
email address?
No.
Les
no,
did.
No, nothing.
Les did. I used to make fun of Mark.
No, nothing
you have an
like
AOL
that.
Account?
Because I live with cutting. I live with cutting edge people. My wife is
right.
extremely cutting edge.
Right.
And our youngest daughter, who is still. With us, barely. Still.
Is your computer dial-up?
No.
Bing, 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 bing.
No,
bing,
it
bing,
doesn't
bing,
do
bing.
That. But if we're going on a road, like when we go see my mom and we don't fly and we drive out to the Palm Springs area, nicely done, Alex, I always will have my Atlas with
right.
me and I'll put it in the door thing there and I will be able to just kind of look at it. It will stop. My wife will get out and go do, you know, her... body break or get some drinks or whatever it is or some snacks and I will leap through the things just to see what's around where we're driving.
So let me just for a second
I admit it.
Let me just for a second paint a picture of Bruce and his family going on a road trip in the Hurdle family truckster, and all that is going through my mind watching this unfold is, if you think you hate it now, wait till you drive it.
I love driving.
Totally missed that reference too. If you think you hate it, the Griswold family truckster.
Oh, right.
If you think you hate it now, wait till you drive it.
Yeah. Okay. I wish I had gotten it on the first swing through. No, I'm bad. I bring an
Atlas with you?
Yeah. And not only that,
you
when
got mail.
Yes. And when we went to see friends in London a couple of years ago, and it was the trip that we did Wales. And so we took the train to Cardiff, and then we rented a car, and then we did Wales, all of Wales, all the way to the north, all, you know, and our friends, our English friends, bought me an Atlas for Wales, so that when we were driving, and yes, you have it at your fingertips, but I like being able to see the whole nine yards.
Mandy and I were just in Dallas for an event.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about this in the car, because we had about a 30, 40 minute drive out to where the event was from the airport. And we were talking about 30 years ago, we would have had to have, let's look at the increments and steps on this. 25 years ago, we would have been forced to print something off our computer to get directions.
Yes.
But 35 years ago, we didn't even have printers from computers, or 40 years ago.
You had the Atlas.
Right.
How
did we get around? It's unfathomable to me. How did we get around in new cities when there was nothing to print off the internet?
I don't know, but I always did. I mean, you know, funny thing.
Coming up after the break, we totally took a hard right turn off of the NBA finals. Did we not?
Well, we can get back to it.
I think we're going to, because we don't have a lot of time in the next segment anyway. With that, which duo is better? Luka, Kyrie, Tatum, Brown, maybe Tatum, Porzingis. And who do you think wins this series? That's next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time.
Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman and Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman. Tuesday, there's a vehicles, contractor, and rental yard equipment auction featuring mini cars, mini electric cars, boats, mowers, forklifts, skid steers, tools, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Roller Auctions. Get what you want at the price you want. Go to rollerauction.com/MHS. And they'll send you notifications on their latest auctions.
All right, let's have the obligatory best dynamic duo in this series. And quite frankly, I don't even think it's close. And you can make the argument it's close, but it's not.
Well, Luka and Kyrie, and especially the way it's going right now.
Right.
The thing that's interesting about this matchup is that if you have Porzingis back in the mix,
that's a big problem.
It's a trio instead of a duo.
And when they got him, I remember saying they're the favorites to win, and they should be.
That's right.
And not because they play in the East. It's because they have three legitimate,
bonafide
scoring options.
No question about it. And so it's a 2-3 kind of thing for me in this matchup. I mean, I think I'll take Jason Kidd over Joe Mazzulla. I mean, I think I will. You know, if that is any kind of factor in this thing.
I would take Jason Kidd in a game of one-on-one over Mazzulla.
I sure as heck would do that,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
And I think that Dallas, I like Dallas's roster. I like their size. I like the additions that they made. And they have been really proactive. And here they are in the finals. I find myself really pulling for, and I think it's because of Luka, and I know it's because of a newfound gladness that Kyrie Irving has become this cool, I don't want to say elder statesman, but I like the mature Kyrie Irving.
I'll be honest.
A lot.
I think I'm done making predictions. I was sure of it. That Minnesota was going to
be down.
You were not going to push me off that hill.
Nope.
That Dallas had a chance.
Yeah, that was a swing and miss for me too. I didn't. I thought maybe six at most. Minnesota. Is it? You know, and that's the one thing that we really haven't talked about. Now that I think of it, what does it say about Minnesota? Did the Nuggets take that much out of Minnesota that all of a sudden the things that they were doing defensively in that series, they just couldn't do at all? Or was Luka just, and Kyrie, just so much above being able to defend and to stop that they couldn't do anything with it? Was it more because Dallas played at a higher level? Or is there a deficiency about Minnesota that maybe we didn't see in the series against the Nuggets? I don't know the answer to that one, but I'm not so sure that I'm as confident about Minnesota moving forward. You basically extrapolated it right down to Karl Anthony Towns. You have questions about how far this team can go
with
a guy like Karl Anthony Towns. That's a fair question
and
to me.
When I look at Minnesota's lineup, with Naz Reid, Karl-Anthony Towns, and Gobert, you can throw bodies on Jokic.
Yeah, you can.
But on the perimeter, you can throw Jalen Daniels and Anthony Edwards on Luka, and that didn't even seem to make a difference.
It didn't make any difference.
Now, granted, Anthony Edwards, for as good as he is, he's got a real height disadvantage against Luka, right?
Yep.
And Jaden McDaniels, while he's long, is still not as tall either.
Right. No, Luka is a matchup nightmare. And that's not exactly, that's not new thinking, by the way.
Okay.
We all get it.
All right. Which is more of a matchup nightmare? Luka or Jokic?
I think for the Celtics or for...
In general. Oof. All right, we'll talk about this in the next hour.
Well, Luka's mobility, the fact that he has the ball, although Jokic has the ball in his hands a ton, too.
Looks like I've stumped the band. It's a good thing you'd ask me this question.
That's a hard one.
Isn't it?
But Luka can score from anywhere. Jokic can kind of score from anywhere, but he's not as good a shooter at range. I don't know. I don't think it would be one over the other by a far shout. But right now, it's hard to deny what Luka is doing at this point. And I think my sense is, and I know Boston is favored in this series, and I understand why, but I got a feeling he's going to prove something in this series. If he hasn't proven it already, and you got to prove it in the finals, I think this is his time. I really do. I hope so anyway. Because oddly, I'm not a Boston fan.
Here's what's interesting, and I'm not comparing these two guys, but it's interesting where they were drafted. I can understand why back in 1984, I think it was 1984, Hakeem Olajuwon went number one in the draft. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yeah.
Ralph Sampson, because of height, I understand why he went second.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan went third.
And by the way, there was no one at the
as, no one as thought I, Michael Jordan would be that good.
But there was no one. The lamenting of the second pick came well after the fact. There were nobody was griping about
Michael Jordan
being the third pick at that point.
Michael Jordan was not some outstanding college player.
He was good, very good. He was very good, but he hadn't become Michael Jordan.
In the 2018 draft, I think there were many people that questioned, how in the world is Luka Doncic not going number one? He went third as well.
Yeah, you're
behind
right.
Behind DeAndre Ayton and Marvin Bagley.
Yeah.
And I remember people talking about that saying, Luka's going to be the best guy in this draft.
Yeah.
How in the world do you not take him? By the way, Trae Young was in that draft as well. Drafted by who? Dallas.
Yep. And then went to it. That was a...
The Hawks, officially...
Was that a draft night trade?
Yeah.
It was, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Luka had the Atlanta Hawks hat on for a couple
of
minutes.
That's right. Right. Yeah.
Kind of like the Olden Polonese Scottie Pippen trade.
Kind of like Donovan Mitchell and the Utah Jazz and the Denver Nuggets.
And Rudy Gobert. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
The Rockies.
By the way, real quick. I'm looking at this. I'm like, holy S.
Yeah.
Do you know who was in that draft?
No.
Let me tell you.
2018?
2018.
Michael Porter was.
Well, that's good. Luka was in that draft. Trae Young was in that draft. Mikal Bridges was in that draft. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was in that draft. That's a wow. That's one hell of a draft.
The Clippers took SGA, right? Man, how do they look with
him?
No, he was
taken by Charlotte.
Okay, but he never played for Charlotte.
No.
Played for the Clippers.
Right. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
The Rockies' highest paid player is heading back to the injured list.
Oh, Jalen Brunson was in that draft too.
At the very end of the first.
Holy cow.
Yes.
That is one unbelievable. And you know who took him? The Dallas Mavericks.
Yep.
but then he went.
Yeah,
to,
right.
Can you imagine what that team would look like? I digress. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed?
And also Tim Connelly and the
T-Wolves. You know who else is in that draft?
Okay, stop. God.
Tim Connelly and the T-Wolves agreed to a restructured contract. How critical is this summer going to be for Minnesota? We'll talk about it next on Morning Drive on Mile High Sports.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Bruce and I were talking about it during the break. He wasn't familiar with this. It's certainly not a television show. It's an internet thing. Have you ever watched Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis?
No, I have not.
It is laugh out loud. Stomach hurts funny. So I'm going to share Between Two Ferns with Bruce in the next commercial break. So can we hurry up this segment, please?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know what? Let's not even do it. Let's go straight to commercial break. Good night, everybody. Yeah. That was Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it. By the way, if you want to reach us, you can do so on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tuesday, vehicles, contractor, rental equipment auction featuring mini electric cars, boats, mowers, skid steers, tools, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word.
Are you ready?
Presented by Greenfield's Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Greenfield's has everything under one roof, including the best happy hour in town. 2-for-1 wine, well, and drafts from 3 until 7 p.m. Just in case you missed it, presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Alrighty, guys, just in case you missed it, Bud Black said Chris Bryant did not respond well to treatment today and is headed back to the injured list. The Rockies have played 486 games since signing Chris Bryant prior to the 2022 season. He's appeared in just 146 of those games. So Bryant has played in less than a third of all Rockies games since they signed him before the season in 2022. He's hitting just 186 this year. At what point should the Rockies just cut their losses with Chris Bryant?
Well, we're past that point. What's the worst signing? Russell Wilson?
By far and away, Russell Wilson, because there are cap ramifications.
Right. Yeah. You are correct. But this one is a staggering one nonetheless.
But what you can argue,
yeah,
if you want to argue for Chris Bryant being the worst trade, the Rockies sat at the negotiating table by themselves,
negotiating the price
against themselves. That's what they did. And the reason is, one of the big reasons is, they really wanted him in the draft.
Yeah.
And they just hung on to that, got to get Chris Bryant. We could get him in the draft, but now we have a chance to get him. Doesn't matter what it costs.
I guess I don't shake my head as much on the Russell Wilson one as I do Chris Bryant. So for head shaking, it would be Chris Bryant. You are absolutely right, because of cap ramifications and how it's going to affect the Broncos for the next 2 years.
Now, if you want to make this argument, that's fine. He's been injured a lot. I'm down with that. But when he's played, he hasn't been good.
No, really hasn't. God. And you just feel like he's fleecing this team. But whose fault is that?
Well,
it's not Chris Bryant.
This is my biggest problem with Chris Bryant. When he came out and said, and I'm very much paraphrasing here, I didn't realize how bad the Rockies were, right? He didn't really realize the landscape of baseball, that the Rockies stood where they stood.
I guess it was more along the lines of, I should have checked the player personnel. I mean, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And he had to backtrack from it and stuff, but it just hasn't fit. He's never been one of the, I don't feel like he's been one of the guys. He's not produced. It just feels like the Rockies have been nothing more than an insurance policy for him.
That was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, they have a great clearance center. So you walk in there, there are hundreds of appliances sitting there. Some of them are scratch and ding. What does that mean? They're not perfect. They're not right out of the box. But you know what? They knock that down hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. I know that firsthand. You know that firsthand. And the appliances are high-end stuff, man. So good. Mountain High Appliance, go check out their clearance center. Also, they price match guarantee. They have great financing options. Find them in Denver, where their clearance center is, or find them in Louisville or Littleton. Coming up after the break, we have seen a lot of college head coaches go to the pros. We've seen a lot of football coaches in college go to the pros. Overall, not a lot of success. Is another college head coach getting ready to dive headfirst into the pros? Well, according to reports, he's the lead guy for the Lakers. That's next.
Whenever I hold you tight, this magic moment, while your lips are...
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.